switching to a little bit here, you might say that the enemy and the opposite of God is called the
devil.
Okay. Maybe there are any other kind of nicknames that you might have for the devil. Okay. Or you might say,
Boogerman.
Okay. What is it that people sometimes think they see around a graveyard or cemetery?
Goat.
Okay, any other names for it that you might have remembered hearing older people speak of?
Did they dream of that? No, just see or just...
That they
just
might...
Dream, is it think to see?
Right, either one of them. You might say she was as ugly as a... Sometimes
witch.
Maybe a witch or a, someone starts with an H. And something close to that you might pick it up. Say if somebody died mysteriously in a house and people were afraid afterwards to live there, what kind of house might you call it?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's ugly.
Okay.
You put the word in my mouth, didn't you?
Say it's getting a little chilly outside now, and you better put a sweater on. You'd say it's getting
cool.
Something chilly.
Getting right cool.
Okay. Say this man owns 500 acres. How much land would that be? You'd say that's a
almost exactly like 100 acres.
Oh, you'd say that's a something of land.
Oh, that's a big.
Okay. Now, you didn't use the expression, say, right smart. At that point. Do you use that term any?
Right smart?
You say that's a right smart of
land
out there?
Yeah, that could be used that way. It's quite a bit of land, or he's a big landowner.
Could you give me some examples maybe how you might use right smart? Would you use it in terms of pain or mind or trouble?
Well, don't hear that word used a lot, but it conveys the idea there of being beyond little. It's great, but not greater.
Okay, say somebody's leaving you. After a visit, you might tell them, we talked about this earlier today, an old-fashioned expression, or I hope y'all will.
Hope you're a safe trip home.
Or you might say,
come back to see us again.
Speak to a couple of people there, and say the family's leaving on Thanksgiving,
so.
And you say, I hope you'll, you might say, come back, or.
Hope you'll visit again.
Now, coming up soon, 25th of December, we usually, in this time of the year, start greeting people. And when you do that, you first meet somebody, what do you say at this time?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Now, after December 25th, do you use any different kind of greeting?
Happy New Year.
Say that you're not really sure whether you're going to have time or not to do something, and you say, well, I'll have time. I'm not quite sure, but you'll try. You say,
if I have time?
Yeah, or you might say, I think I'll have time, or maybe I
believe I'll have time.
Or say anything like, I reckon?
Yeah.
Or anything else like that?
Yeah. I don't have time.
Okay. Say I've got to go downtown to